Sunday, people from all over the city would come here. And it had a very, where we read through the logs and the registers, this often was a place for people who would not fit or be at home in a typical parish church. We look at the children who were baptized, and many were baptized from single parents back in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s when that stigma would have been very strong. There's always been a segment of the gay community who was worshipped in at St. Paul's, where they would not necessarily feel comfortable in a traditional parish. We've always had sort of an odd mix of people who come simply because no one is from here, so everybody belongs. And there also would have been a very group of people who would have been very traditionally Catholic and very devout in their own practices of the faith and the response, the function of the parish or the church as a shrine would have been very appealing to them in that devotional Catholicism. It was also a practical thing. St. Paul's had the last Mass in the city at one time at 1 o'clock. And my aunt remembers growing up and saying when they missed all the other Masses, they knew they could go to St. Paul's at 1 o'clock to catch the last Mass in the city, was at the shrine. So it was a place in World War II. It was a tremendous place of prayer for families with men and women in the armed services. Church was packed with people daily praying for their sons and daughters in the war. And that type of devotion continued on through the 50s and then began to wane as people began to move from the city. And the type of worship and style of devotion that was offered at the shrine declined in favor in the overall Catholic Church. But there were many missions. There were missions preached. A mission would be like a Catholic form of a revival, that they would bring in guest preachers to preach, and there would be 30 missions a year that would be held at the shrine, and it was that devotional preaching, and three novenas were prayed each day in addition to 4 or 5 daily Masses and numbers of hours of confessions every day. So it served many people in many, many ways as a church without boundaries that anyone was welcome to attend.